Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I feel so out of touch. Like, two massively popular shows ended in the past week, mm-hmm. and I never watched an episode of either of them.
Right.
What do I do for a living again?
Yeah. Well, we got you too busy doing other things like The Bachelorette.
Yeah, Tammy watches Games of Thrones with the dragons and the naked women, and I get to watch The Bachelorette. Certainly a very even, fair trade-off. Welcome, John and Tammy, in the morning on 103.7 KSON.
Last Thursday was the finale for The Big Bang Theory. My family started watching that when it first came on, and I remember the first couple of episodes were like, but we gave it a chance, and then we fell in and absolutely loved it. So the only person left at our house besides me and my husband is my youngest son, Grayson, who's now 20.
And that's kind of fitting because Grayson's really the reason why you embrace this show so much anyway, because he reminds you so much of Sheldon, right?
There's things about him that remind me of Sheldon because he's such a math kid, a science kid, you know, and he's just funny. And so
when Grayson was like five, he fixed his Nintendo. Like, he took it apart and fixed it.
You know, he's just that kind
like
of kid.
Most of us would have mom and dad go buy us one.
Mm-hmm.
He fixed it.
Yeah. Kind of give him a little too much credit. He wasn't five, but still.
Three?
No, he was older.
I remember, like, but he was single digit age, though, right?
No, are you talking about the time he got on his bike and went to go get heat paste to fix everything?
Yes! That
was, no, he was like 11, but yeah.
But still.
I'm like, I don't even know what
heat paste is now.
I don't either.
Is that when you pull your back muscle, you pull it out? Is that what you rub on your back?
No.
Anywho, heat paste.
So we DVR'd it because we didn't have a chance to sit down together this weekend until yesterday. So I thought I would record a little bit before and after and see what we thought of the final episode of The Big Bang Theory.
All right, we're getting ready to watch the final episode of Big Bang Theory. Who's going to cry? Grayson, are you going to cry?
Probably not.
What about you, Dad?
I doubt it. Maybe.
I bet all three of us do.
Oh, yeah.
We'll see what happens. Bet we will. It's the last one ever.
Grayson's not a crier, is he?
He can be, sure, if it's super emotional.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. No, I'm not talking.
Yes, you are talking.
You're crying.
How did you describe the fact... No. How did you just describe the fact that you cried?
Well, it was unexpected. What did I say, though? I forgot.
You said that your eyes needed the rinse.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the allergies are coming up. Yeah.
Young man, look at me. Grayson, are your eyes even watery at all?
No.
Not even a little bit?
No.
Yeah, oh, my God. I bawled like a baby. Dad did, too. You cried more than I did.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
Oh, my goodness.
You bawled like a baby.
Yes, it was unreal. It was a really well done ending. It really rounded out everything, and it was the perfect way to end it.
So as a fan that's seen every one of the shows, mm-hmm. you are 100% satisfied with the finale.
Yes.
And clearly, you're bawling like a baby.
And I totally understand why Jim Parsons turned it down. I totally get it now. When he said, well, okay.
I don't.
Anyway, when he said that my character, Sheldon, I'm just too old for this, I understood what he meant by it now at the finale.
Who cares? Who cares how old you are? It's a TV show. Someone wants to pay you $50 million a year.
Okay.
I'm too old to play the character. Who cares? In 10 years, no one's going to know who Jim Parsons is.
The thing is that the character had to end somewhere. Otherwise, it just would have been... And I get it. He wanted it to end on the right note. It totally made sense.
CBS allegedly offered him $50 million mm-hmm. to do another season. That's how valuable that franchise is.
Right.
And he walked away.
Yep. I'll remember that when somebody comes to you and offers you money to do something you do not want to do.
Well, it's not like he was roofing a house.
He was done with it, and it totally made sense. And by the way, my son is a liar, because about 2 minutes later, I walked by him, and I saw him. He was petting the dog. And I go, look at me, and I'm like, your eyes are wet. Uh-huh.
That's nice.
Yeah, so he cried, too.
All right, well, it's
it was awesome. It was a perfect ending. Perfect ending.
Okay.
Yeah.
Look at you. Yeah. You really were crying like a baby.
You could hear it. My nose is getting stuffed up.
I know.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.